catch up with that via the BBC Radio 3 website. Well, all this week, after our live evening concerts, we're featuring pieces composed as part of Making Music's Adopt a Composer scheme. Making Music is the organisation for everyone who makes, performs and presents music on a voluntary basis. Each year, the scheme pairs an amateur ensemble with an emerging composer, and during the year they collaborate to produce a new work for the group to perform. It's a unique opportunity both for amateur musicians to work directly with the composer and be involved in the creative process, and for composers, of course, to get to know a group's personality and interests. Well, Radio 3 has been catching up with each group, and tonight we feature the North London Sinfonia, conducted by Owen Leach. The piece they're playing is called Things Come Together by Susan Lolivar.
My name is Susan Lolivar, and I've been working with the North London Sinfonia as part of the Adopt a Composer project. I started in about November 2012, and it involved, first of all, just meeting them, spending some time with the orchestra. I played with them for a few rehearsals, went to their concerts, went to their Christmas party, just kind of got to know them. And then the creative work really started in about sort of January of 2013, when I led two devising days with the orchestra. But what I loved about the orchestra was the diversity that I found in it. In the few months I spent getting to know them, it became clear that they were a really diverse bunch of people. They're aged between about their 20s to, I think, in their 70s and 80s. They're from all over the world, actually, and all over the country. And they all have really unique reasons for playing their instruments and playing with the orchestra. And that was something that was immediately obvious to me when I met them, and it became clear I really wanted that to be a feature in the piece.
I am Kieran Hodgson. I'm a second violinist in the orchestra, and I'm also the co-chair of the North London Sinfonia. It's tremendously exciting to be part of a group of people who do it for pleasure, who come along on a Monday evening just for the joy of playing music, and they do 100 different things, and then all of a sudden we're doing a world premiere, which is incredibly grandiose. I think we all feel a bit of stardust today, which is exciting, and it's nice to have a piece that's been written just for us. You know, it's not even a world premiere of someone who's come down from on high to deposit a piece. It's come from our suggestions and things that we've contributed, and that's very exciting.
My name is Owen Leach. I'm conductor of the North London Sinfonia. It sort of coincided with a rebranding, relaunching of the orchestra. So we're appearing for the first time tonight as the North London Sinfonia. The orchestra has existed for, nobody quite knows, it's sort of lost in the mist of time, but maybe 30 years, I'm not quite sure. And it's always been known as the Tudor Orchestra before that. It's been nice that we've been able to rebrand in conjunction with performing this new piece tonight.
And I play viola in the North London Sinfonia Orchestra. It has been very good working with Suzanne. She is a very talented composer, but also very nice and pleasant and practical person to work with. So we've been doing all sorts of devising days with her, trying to work through exercises that made us rethink how we work with the music, rethink how we play our instruments. And through that, she has composed her piece, which we started playing in April, and which has developed consequently. And it has been a very interesting experience to play a completely new piece, but it has also been very interesting to work with her and to see how she worked, how she develops it, how she thinks about the sound and about involving everyone.
A rather lovely effect is right at the end of the piece, where every member of the orchestra, apart from me, takes a triangle And at a gesture of my hand sweeping very slowly from left to right across the orchestra, they begin to play. I think it's a beautiful effect.
I think doing something like this in the future would be brilliant. Again, if it was a regular part of what we did every year, that would be perfect, because it would just get us used to hearing something more modern, something different from what we're used to, and it would be nice to get a reputation as that orchestra that's always, you know, putting on premieres. I think that would be something that we should be really proud of. So if there's any composers out there with an interest in an enthusiastic orchestra that would gladly leap at your piece, then get in touch.
First performance was amazing. I was quite nervous actually, mainly because my only job was to make sure the tape part worked, and I was really scared that I was going to ruin that, but I didn't. And the orchestra played incredibly. It was so beautiful, the whole thing. I felt like the whole way through they were totally confident and totally committed. I felt like they were really in the moment, which is really what I wanted, you know. I wanted them to be enjoying the playing experience. I really got the impression they enjoyed it, and I think the audience liked it too.
Suzanne Lolivar and members of the North London Sinfonia with her new work Things Come Together. You can hear the piece in its entirety, along with the others composed for the 2013 Adopt a Composer Scheme at makingmusic.org.uk. The Adopt a Composer Scheme is run by Making Music in partnership with Sound and Music in association with BBC Radio 3 and funded by the PRS for Music Foundation. Well, as we heard a little earlier, we've got Shostakovich's Leningrad Symphony to look forward to in our live concert.